June 12, 1932. One who lives in the divine will finds all the divine works and act and done for her. One who lives in the divine will does the office of breeze for the divine works. My little soul keeps going around within the divine fiat. It feels the irresistible need to live in it, because in it I find everything at my disposal, everything is mine. Even more, I feel as though a secret invitation that all created things make me in the depth of my heart, saying to me with mute voice, come into our midst, come to possess us and to enjoy the many beautiful works that our Creator made for you and to give us to you. Oh! What a sweet enchantment the whole creation has, look through the veils of the divine will. But while my little soul was as though enveloped in the sweet enchantment of all creation, my beloved Jesus, repeating for me his dear little visit, told me, my blessed daughter, for one who lives in my divine will everything is present. Past and future do not exist for her, everything is in it. Since she enters the divine order, our paternal goodness does not want to give a love past, that it had in creation, or a love that is to come. This would not breach into the heart of the creature, because to her it will seem that the love that was unleashed from our womb in creation would be like a love and a work that are not directed to her, and those of the future, like love and works to be hoped for. More so since, in us, past and future don't even exist. Past and future are for one who lives outside of our will, because she looks only at the exteriority of our works, not inside of them. While one who lives in it looks at our works inside of us, and looks at our creation as continuous and for each creature. So, for the happy creature who lives in our volition, we let her see and touch with her own hand our act of stretching out the heavens, of creating the sun, the wind, the air, the sea and so forth, all for her. And she sees and comprehends with clarity our intense love in each thing created for her, our power and wisdom in ordering them for love of her, in such a way that she feels involved and as though drowned under the waves of our love, power, wisdom and goodness of each created thing. And while she feels drowned, she sees that creation for her shows no sign of ending, it never says enough, but the creating act continues, always continues. And seeing that our creating and operating act never ceases, she echoes our love and never ceases loving us. Oh! How beautiful it is to find in the creature a continuous love that never ceases, just as our own never ceases. Even more, seeing herself drowned by our continuous love of sustaining the creating act for love of her, in order to requite us, she makes use of her stratagems to imitate us, and she says to us, Supreme Majesty, if I had the power, I too would make as many heavens, suns and everything that you can do, for love of you. But since I am unable to, I give you heaven and sun and everything that you have given me, to tell you that I want to love you very, very much. And oh! How happy and requited we remain, for the creature makes use of and gives us our love, made her own, to love us. Therefore, in our will there are no dissimilar things between creator and creature. If she loves, she makes use of our love to love us. If she works in our works. Nor does she love our work outside of our love and of our works. We can say that our love is hers, and hers is ours. And we have done our works together with her. This is the reason, then. This living in our will makes us and the creature happy, because we created her, because we want to interact with her, be together, work together, delight and love each other, together. Our purpose was not to keep her far away, no, but together infused with us. And in order to keep her absorbed, we gave her our creating and operating act, which, as it created things, so formed its waves of love and opened veins of happiness in the creature, in such a way that she was to feel within herself, not only our will, our life palpitating and operating, but the sea of our joys and our happinesses. So much so, as to feel paradise in her soul. And not only is creation always in it, but also redemption is always in it. and one who lives in my divine will feels the continuous act of my descent from heaven to earth, and it is precisely for her, for love of her, that I descend, I am conceived, I am born, I suffer and I die. Everything is for her. And in order to give me tit for tat, I descend and she receives me, is conceived in me, is born again with me, lives together with me, and dies with me, to rise again with me. There is nothing I have done which she does not want to do together with me. So, I feel her inseparable from creation, inseparable from redemption, and from everything I did. And if she is inseparable from all our works, from my very life, what should I not give to one who lives in our will? How could I not centralize everything in her? If I did not do it, my love would not tolerate it. Therefore, if you want everything, live in my will. I cannot give things by half but everything. And you will have the great good of feeling within yourself are operating in continuous act, and oh, how you will comprehend how much you have been loved by your Creator, and how obliged you are to love Him. After this, I abandoned all of myself in the arms of the Divine Will. But, because of certain sorrowful memories, my mind was restless. And my sweet Jesus, having compassion for me, came and blessed me. His blessing was like beneficial dew that put me in the perfect calm, and I felt like a tiny little one, all timid, come out and freed from a storm. And my beloved Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My good daughter, courage, do not fear, because courage is the powerful weapon that kills timidity and puts to flight every fear. Put everything aside, and come into my divine will to form your breeze to all our works. They are all in order in our fiat, but do not move, they want the breeze of the creature in order to move their step toward them. And if the breeze is strong, they run, they fly to be the bearers of the good that each of our works possesses. So, the soul who enters into our will, as she enters, unites herself with our acts to do hers within our own. And as she unites herself, she forms the breeze, and with the very strength of our will she moves, she calls, she captures, she forces all our works with her sweet and penetrating breeze, and she puts them on the way toward creatures. Oh! How happy we are, how we long for the sweet and refreshing breeze that the creature brings us in our volition. Therefore, be attentive, and do not want to lose peace, otherwise you will not be able to come into our will to form your breeze, the sweet refreshments, the freshness to our ardent love, and the motion to our works. In fact, no one but peaceful souls enter into our volition. There is no place for others, and if it does not hear you follow its steps, and its works are not surrounded by the cortege of your breeze, with sorrow it says to you, "Oh, the daughter of my will has remained behind, and has left me alone without her company. Now, my daughter, you must know that our divine being, as he created man, remained over him in act of pouring from us sanctity, light, love, goodness, beauty, and so forth. So, by withdrawing from our divine will, he withdrew from under our reign. Now, when the soul comes into our will, as she forms for us the breeze and moves all our works with her acts within our own, we form the reign, and we pour ourselves first over the fortunate creature, and then over all. And just as the favorable breeze in our fiat calls the reins, invokes it, longs for it from our supreme being, so the operating of the human will outside of ours forms the contrary wind and drives away our beneficial reign, causing it to remain up in the air. Here is why many creatures can be seen like parched lands, without flowering and without fruits. But this does no harm to the soul who lives in our divine will. She draws apart from everyone and comes to live with her divine family, and she feels upon herself our continuous reign that our divinity forms over her. Fiat.